going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
Thank you. jackpot. This week, 106.5 The End is sending you to see Kelly Clarkson in the City of Sin. We're talking round-trip airfare, a two-night hotel stay, and, of course, tickets to see Kelly live at the Coliseum July 18th. Just listen every day at 7, 11, and 5 for the keyword. Text that to 916-909-1065 for your chance to win. All the details and your shot at Vegas glory at endonline.com.
It's Gavin and Katie here to talk to you about Set Point Wellness. Yes, the place that offers you the cheat code to your weight loss you've been missing your whole life. Semaglutide and tirzepatide, they've been in our society now for so long that the stigma's gone. Make this an opportunity for you to take advantage of.
I mean, you should do it proudly.
Yeah.
To make yourself healthier, to make yourself feel better about yourself. That is something that you can do with pride. And it's not like something you need to keep a secret.
And there's no better time to do it at Set Point Wellness. They're offering $200 off your first month, plus weekly visits that keep you accountable. Katie and I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I lost over 35 pounds. Yeah, it's incredible. You move better. You've got more energy. You become a better parent. You become a better partner. You become a better worker. It's time to start. Go to setpointwellness.com and set up an appointment today.
Celebrating 40 years with extraordinary rewards. Since our humble beginnings, we've believed in setting the standard for luxury, entertainment, and hospitality. This year, we invite you to be part of a defining moment in our story. Join us as we celebrate four decades of excellence and experience the unparalleled luxury that has made us a legend. Indulge in the extraordinary. Be part of our legacy. Cash in at Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Right now, the Home Depot has spring deals under $20. So what are you working on? If you're planning on cooking out this season, head to the Home Depot so you can fire up the grill with deals on charcoal. Right now, get two 16-pound bags of Kingsford charcoal for only $17.88, was $19.98. Don't miss spring deals under $20 now through May 7th at the Home Depot. Subject to availability, valid on select items only.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This hour of hits on 106.5 The End.
Sponsored by Fidium Fiber Internet. Want internet with more speed? Fidium Fiber Internet is better because it's built to deliver more bandwidth and speeds up to 2 gigs. Switch today and kiss buffering and weak Wi-Fi goodbye. Visit FidiumFiber.com.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Y'all do weird. You don't even realize it's weird. Every day, I was talking to one buddy. I was like, hey, what do you like to do with your free time here in New York City? He's like, oh, every day I like to go to the park and people watch. Why is that okay? People watch. Just because we flip the words around, it's not creepy anymore? You know? Because it's a lot different if he's just like, yeah, every day I go to the park, watch people. But we just flipped the words, and now it's like this cultured pastime. He's like, yeah, go to the park and people watch. Sometimes I people follow.
Boy, sure doesn't feel like April 25th out there. My goodness gracious. Only a high today of 64. And at least according to my app, it seems like everybody's app is different, but it's rain all weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not going to be warm. I know that.
It feels like early March out there. It's crazy. Anyway.
I mean, I don't have a lot of warm weather clothes. because I've lost weight since last summer.
Ooh, what a fun problem.
Right, but it means it's good that it's kind of chilly because it gives me more to wear.
As of right now, on my app, so take that for what it's worth, 75% chance of rain tomorrow.
Yeah, that's
with a high of 60.
That's what mine says.
That's,
you know, ours is all going to say the same thing because we're in the same
place. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
We
yeah.
are all geolocated to right here.
Guys, we're so connected.
Look at that. Our weather's synced up.
Anyway, though, I mean, right after this weekend, though, it's going to be gorgeous. So anyway, we already are off to a bad start today. And before we came in, Kevin texted us. We have a group text lamenting, venting, furious that people were already lined up outside of the Roseville Galleria.
Right.
And this was at like, it was before 5, right?
Mm-hmm. They started lining up at 3 a.m.
3 a.m.?
When Pop Mart themselves at Rosa was like, don't line up, bitches, till 7.
Oh, but they don't have to listen to them.
Mm-mm.
I'm so mad.
What are they lined up for?
The Labubus, the little crazy monsters that I'm into, they just released a new set called Big Energy Labubus, and they're bright neon colors, and they're so fun. And I can't get any. They're sold out online. The only way you can get them is in store or buy for resale. And we know resale be taxing. And let me tell you, I'm mad at our listeners, too.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Yesterday, I gave a call out for everyone going to Pop Mart for these Labubus.
Uh-huh.
And told them to message me if they were going.
Yep.
No one messaged me.
Maybe they weren't going.
No, I know some listeners out there.
Oh. Okay.
And they didn't message me.
Well, maybe they just didn't want you there. Like, maybe they just wanted more for themselves.
Gavin.
Holy.
Aren't they adorable?
I. It's not so much that I care about how adorable they are. Katie, look at this. Can you see this?
Yeah, I haven't pulled up in front of me.
Do you see the price?
No.
$530.
For what?
I don't know if
oh, it's, that's for resale. See? That's what I'm saying.
$530?
Is that for one or is that for a bunch
that's
of
that's for the whole box.
Even if okay. it's for the whole box, that's 7 stuffed animal keychains for $530.
They are not stuffed animals.
I'm going to go line up.
They are fashion accessories.
They're not.
How do you wear them?
On your belt loop.
Why are you saying it to me like I'm in trouble for not knowing it?
I don't wear it on my belt loop because of you two.
Why?
Why?
You guys will judge me so hard.
Oh, sweetie, everybody will.
Right.
No, I wear it out when I go bar hopping and people love it.
Kevin, does
Is
it matter
that, true?
That we judge you whether you wear it or not? So you might as well. We know you have one.
Right.
I mean, okay, I'll start wearing it to work then. It's just I don't want it to get dirty.
How? Well, I mean, that's a bigger reason, but you're not going to resell it. You don't resell anything.
Yeah, but he's my baby. I'm learning how to crochet his own clothes because I can't afford their clothes.
They have clothes?
Yes, they have clothes. You're not going to have a baby naked.
You're
We're
right.
We're a monster.
Right, I know. I'm a Labubu.
So how much would that, would those 7 Labubus cost?
So, each of a box is $28, and then you can get one of 7 different ones.
And is it like a surprise toy?
Yes, it's a blind box, so you don't know what you get. So most people buy a whole set. I was trying to buy a whole set so I can get one of each.
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper that way.
Why didn't you go line up and then broadcast from there?
Don't.
I mean,
I hate her.
What?
Why do you hate her?
Because if you gave me that option, I would have been out there, girl.
I'm not sure a boss would have given you that option.
I just didn't have to tell him.
Yeah.
I mean,
how would he know?
It's.
He would have been out there the whole show.
No.
No, only, well, it depends on what time he got there.
Doors open at 8:30. So.
Oh, okay. So, yes. Never mind. I thought it was 7. Well, okay. Yeah,
and I reached out to Pop Mart. They just ignored my message.
Why would they not ignore your message?
Because they're trying to get publicity.
It feels like they've got it.
I mean, they seem to be doing just fine. But can I tell you something in all honesty?
Why? So, I'm wasting my money.
Well, yeah, kind of. Because again, this is the official Pop. Again, if you're just joining us, Kevin was mad at all the people who are lined up outside the Roseville Galleria. Already for a Labubu drop, which is a monster stuffed animal keychain.
But apparently you wear it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not small. Can we make that clear?
Oh, like, are they not small?
They're about an iPhone size.
Yeah, they're not they're not the size of something you would put on a keychain.
They're so soft.
Oh, okay. I mean, I feel like that almost makes it worse.
No.
Yes.
You just don't know. You don't know the
Without
craze.
Question, it makes it worse.
If you were to buy all seven of these, Katie, from the actual store,
right.
Like the people that are lined up.
Yeah.
Okay? That would cost you $210
right.
to buy all of them. But remember, you don't get to know what's in the box.
Right.
So you're going to buy more than $210.
Because you're probably going to get doubles.
No, well, no. If you buy the whole set, they guarantee you get one of each one.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But if you buy a single box, that's when you do doubles.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So if you were to buy this box,
yeah,
you get one of each.
All six, and then you could have a chance at the secret, which is the black one.
Okay. And then you can resell it.
Yes, for double the price.
For double the not,
but he doesn't resell stuff.
Now you're getting it, Gavin.
But even if you did that, it's $300.
Okay,
is your time really worth that little?
These sell like hotcakes.
In fairness, what else does he have to do?
Right. Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
See, he supports
he's got
me.
Nothing
Why can't
in his
you
life.
Help me?
You know, we talk a lot about how you are broke.
Oh, here we go. I know. Financial decision. This, I would call an investment.
But you're not going to sell it. You're going to wear it.
I know, because look how cute they are.
Okay, so you hear what I'm saying, right?
It sounds like you understand what she's saying.
I do.
Okay, good.
I go in with the thought of reselling it, but then once you see it, you're like, is it worth the time and effort to resell it? Might as well just keep it.
We've told you that 1,000 times about 1,000 different things.
Do you know what Beanie Babies are?
Yes, I have a couple still.
Okay,
limited
still.
Edition.
Right. Well, they're limited, all right. Yeah. That you should watch it. There's a documentary out there about the Beanie Baby wave. You should watch that sometime.
Yeah. No.
Because it just seems like you're really into whatever the next Beanie Baby of the
yes,
day is.
That's this exactly
is
what
different,
it seems like.
Though.
Yeah.
How, well, because you get to wear them.
This is a fashion statement. You would look dumb wearing a Beanie Baby.
Sure, yeah, that would look dumb. Do you think that this is going to hurt your chances to meet a woman?
Yeah, I was going to meet my lover in the Labubu line. Could you imagine that love story? We met waiting together in front of Galleria for a big energy Labubu drop. And our eyes met when we grabbed the same box. And I said, no, you could have it.
And she fell in love.
And then she pulled the secret and then we got married on the spot.
I mean, oh, you got married
on
that
the
day.
Spot.
Well, she got the secret. That will make any girl happy.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
it's beautiful.
It's
story.
Your fault I don't find love today.
If you're going to meet your soulmate, that's how it's going to go.
Yeah,
that is true. That well, actually is true.
Kevin, I'm sorry that this didn't work out for you. If anybody has any big energy Labubus that they
Good
just want to sell to Kevin for regular shelf price, he's very interested.
106.5
VN. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
We are calling Patrick at the request of his wife. He works at a KFC, and I am calling as conspiracy theorist Don Quake, very active blogger, by the way, Don Quake, to try to sell him the chickens that I've been raising in my backyard because I'm sick and tired of them.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling KFC.
How you doing, young lady? I'd like to speak to a manager.
This is Patrick. I'm a manager. How can I help you?
Oh, hello, ma'am. I have a question. I'm in the market for selling chickens, and I was told that this is a good place, that you're in the chicken business.
We are. You've called KFC.
Yes.
Did you mean to call KFC?
Is this the Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, a friend of mine said that this is even linked to the military.
No, we're a private company.
You don't have a colonel that works there?
Oh, right. Yeah, our founder is Colonel Sanders, and he's sort of our mascot, but there's no military connection with the company.
Okay. Do you sell chicken?
Yes, we do.
Well, then, okay, we then. I don't know what the hell's going on, then. Okay, well, let me give you my sales pitch, then. First of all, my name is Don Quake, and I've got some chickens to sell.
Well, we don't purchase chicken. We're a fast food chicken restaurant. We sell fried chicken sandwiches.
So you need the chickens. And I've got chickens. Well, no, let me tell you. Okay, hold on. Maybe you're not interested because you don't know who I am. You don't know my chickens. I like eggs. I eat eggs in all of my meals. But I saw a YouTube video that said that you need to stop eating eggs from the grocery store because they're giving men breasts and making them think that they're ladies. And that's not going to get me. No, sir. So what I did was I went out and I bought some chickens to make my own eggs. And to be perfectly honest, it was a huge mistake. They're too loud, they're messy, and I hate them. So I'm just trying to recoup a little bit of money here and sell them off. So if you could just do me a solid and buy these chickens, I'll go on my merry way.
I mean, I can't buy chickens from an individual. We're supplied with our own product. I mean, you could try Craigslist or something.
They don't have any antibiotics or hormones. They're all natural lady chickens.
Sure, but we have a process that we have to use to get our chicken. So
okay,
you know, I suggest an animal sanctuary or something like that.
Well, I'll tell you what, then I'll take $10 a chicken.
You'll pay me to take the chickens.
No. Oh, I see what's going on here. You're a shrewd negotiator. Nope, you're not getting me. I want you to pay me $10 a chicken.
I'm not interested in your chicken, sir. I'm sorry.
All right. I'll kill him and pluck him for you.
Yeah, we can't. We have, you know, health codes we got to follow. I cannot legally accept chickens.
No, you don't need to worry about a thing when it comes to that. I've had all my shots. I do only have one leg, but that shouldn't matter. The only thing that you need to worry about for me is that I was diagnosed with scurvy in 1978, but it was a long time ago. So these chickens are clean and just like their papa.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about your health, sir. I cannot accept chickens from a private individual. I don't think you're going to find anybody company that will do that. So
$8 a chicken. $8.
It's not the price, sir. I can't.
$5 a chicken. Just give me $5 for one of these chickens.
If you brought them here and gave them to me for free, I would not accept them.
$15 a chicken. Final offer.
Okay, I got a bunch of customers here. I have to keep going, but
Patrick, are you there still? Hello?
Yes.
Hey,
I'm
before
here, but I have
you hang up, just know none of this has been real. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a phone scam. It's it's a prank phone call. Your wife emailed me and asked me to do this.
Oh, no. I had so much trouble keeping it together.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com. 106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Lily today. Good morning, Lily.
Good morning.
So you're on War of the Roses. Obviously, you think that your boyfriend Spencer is cheating on you, but we're going to get to the bottom of it with our test. First of all, how long have you guys been going out?
We've been going out for a year and a half.
Do you live together?
Yeah.
And why do you think he's cheating?
For like his New Year's resolution. He wanted to go to the gym and like change his lifestyle. But here's the thing. He says that he goes to the gym like every day, like 7 times a week. But it's been what? Like almost 5 months now, like 4 months. And I haven't seen like any improvement at all. It's almost been 5 months. You know what I mean? And for me to.
So you think he's saying he's going to the gym, but actually doing something he's not supposed to be?
I think so. I'm starting to like worry that he's actually lying. And when he says that he goes to the gym, he's actually like, I don't know, maybe cheating on me. You know what I mean?
Katie's going to call him up. She's going to pretend to be a telemarketer offering him free roses. We'll see who he sends them to. And also what he writes on the card. You'll be able to hear everything. And then we're going to conference you guys together, regardless of what he says. And we'll get to the bottom of it. Okay.
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Spencer, please?
This is him.
Hi, this is Samantha with and I'm calling today with a special gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
It's free.
It's completely free. It's a promotion we're doing, and it's actually very easy to get started. All we need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that. So it'd just be Lily, and then last name is Rogers.
Okay. And before I get Lily's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Just something simple like, I love you, babe. I hope these flowers make you smile. Yeah. Something like that. Okay.
Great, Spencer. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. That was actually Katie, and you're on War of the Roses. It's a relationship test that we do on 106.5 The End. Listening in this whole time was your girlfriend, Lily, to see if you would send the roses to her, and you did. Lily, are you there?
Yes.
There you go. Great news. That's fantastic. Yes. He, at least by our standards, is not cheating on you.
Right.
You should still tell him why you thought he was cheating in the first place.
Okay. Hey, babe.
No.
Like, hear me out. You know how you've been going to the gym a lot?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, we haven't really seen a change, you know? And it got me a little bit worried that you know, your body hasn't really changed. You haven't, like, really lost weight or gotten, like,
stronger.
And I was just worried that you, like, could be cheating on me. Not that, you know.
What? My body has gotten way better. I've actually lost weight. I'm stronger. I can, like, can breathe better. Like, what do you mean?
No, babe.
That really hurts me. That, like, really hurts.
I was just, like, worried that's something. You know how,
Lily,
like,
this is going to be a tough hole to climb out of. I'm going to just be honest. Like, so.
Babe, I love you. I'm sorry.
I mean, Lily, I know you're here, and I know you didn't necessarily mean anything by it, but, like, I understand that you thought he was cheating. If you legitimately didn't believe he was going to the gym as often as he says he was, what else could he possibly be doing? Cheating, if it was Family Feud, it's somewhere in the top of the board. Okay? But he's not. And it was only because you said you couldn't see. Did you ask him, like, how much weight have you lost? Did you ask him how many inches have you lost? Have you noticed him eating healthier?
No, like, I didn't ask because, like, it didn't seem like anything was changing, you know? So, like,
I want to crawl away from this so bad.
Yeah. Lily, I think you've got some making up to do.
Yeah, you do.
Spencer's not cheating.
A really sweet guy.
Keep it up, buddy. And you're doing great work, okay?
Well, thank you. All right. Thank you.
It's War of the Roses on.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
In the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
It's the wake up call. Whoop,
whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast.
Whoop, whoop. We're going to Florida, guys. And this Florida man story is hysterical. Katie and I saw it at the exact same time and had the exact same reaction when we saw it on CNN this morning. We're like, we got to talk about this. Okay. It involves a 39-year-old man. I'm not sure from what part of Florida.
Miami.
Miami.
Although he does not look very Miami.
And his name couldn't be more plain Jane. His name is Christopher Smith.
Richard Christopher.
Oh, Richard Smith. Even worse.
Rich Smith.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Do you want to go over the details
sure.
of the story?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So cops were called because he went to a liquor store, stole some booze, and then in a black minivan was driving in circles around the store that he had just stolen from.
So when a cop approached him.
Well, no, hold on.
Because I have audio.
Okay, yeah. So this, once he sees the cops, speeds off and it starts a, we'll call it high speed, but it isn't a very high speed chase.
Right.
Okay.
As he's driving past one of the cops, first of all, the cop doesn't seem to be that concerned with stopping him. And you'll hear that at the beginning of this. It's what Richard Christopher Smith says to him as he passes the cop.
Stop. Stop.
I give you a drink. That's it.
Okay. So if you missed that, that's the guy. That's the guy saying, I was just trying to offer you a drink. That's it. And he's holding a Kettle One vodka spritzer
yep.
outside the window, offering it to the cop while passing the cop at 10 miles an hour.
So cops were coming from all different directions. So he had cops chasing him and then cops going towards him because they were trying to set up one of those...
Triangle catcher.
No, it's like the thing they throw out that has nails.
The strip. Yeah,
the nail strip.
Yes.
So that's why that other cop is coming towards him while other cops are chasing him, and it gives them the opportunity to offer him a drink.
Now, as if all of that wasn't enough, when he gets out of the car, because they do eventually flatten all four of his tires, he does crash the car.
Well, he tried to ram their cars.
Well, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
He had no control. They flattened his tires.
That is true.
He gets out of the minivan,
yeah,
which we'll go back to, with such a lackadaisical, easy breezy, hey, what's going on, guys? Even faced with this.
Show me your hands now! Get on the ground now!
That's him getting tased.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Ground now!
The cigarette he was smoking falls out of his mouth.
I forgot he had a cigarette in his mouth.
Put your hands behind your back!
A lot of stupid right now.
This is the best part right here. As he's passing one of the cops, looks at him and says,
"You guys had fun though, right?
You guys had fun though, right?" This effing guy.
I mean, this is some silly goosery. I mean, it's starting at the doing circles around the store you just stole from.
So, obviously, the wake-up call does not condone breaking the law.
Right.
You know, if a police officer pulls you over, you pull over. Okay. I think.
Okay.
And I don't know anything about this guy.
Right.
But just the fact that he's 39 years old and he's in a minivan, I feel like I can relate to this guy.
Okay.
And I feel like he just snapped. He came home one day and he couldn't take any more YouTube Kids.
Okay.
He couldn't take any more of just the humdrum of the family life. And he goes, you know what? Daddy's going to go to the store for some milk. And while he was there, decided, no, I'm going to have a cigarette. My first cigarette in 25 years. I'm going to do some donuts around the store. I'm not going to pay for those vodka spritzers. And if I get pulled over, they're going to have to chase me.
I haven't felt anything in years.
Like, the only thing better than that is to confirm my story would be him leaning out of the door. Which, by the way, when he drove by the cop offering him a Kettle One vodka spritzer, you can hear the music blasting from the minivan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just he is out there living life.
See, I don't think that that is what happened.
I don't know. You don't think that he's just a clip away from screaming, I just needed to feel something again.
No, I think that he stole his sister's minivan and he's been staying at Kim's house ever since his common law wife kicked him out.
Mm.
And he doesn't have a job.
Well, yeah.
He does collect some sort of disability, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Chronic fatigue.
Yeah, and he sits around all day, and he had a little bit. He drank all his sister's Kettle One spritzers. And she goes, Richie, I told you to stop. These are mine. I paid for them. You don't even pay for anything here. Doug is going to make you leave. Doug is going to say you can't even stay here anymore. And he goes, oh God, okay, I'll go get more. She goes, you don't even have a car. And he goes, well, I'll take the van. She goes, okay, but seriously, you can don't tell Doug I let you use it.
And drop off the dry cleaning first.
Right, yeah. And you need me back by 3 because I have to get Kaylin.
So again, you know, the wake-up call does not condone breaking the law, you know, but he just seemed like he had a really good time doing it. That's all we're saying.
He's somebody that seems like he has too good of a time when he does everything.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Uh-oh. J Balvin coming to the Golden One Center. Yeah. And you could be there May 11th. And all you have to do is win Talktionary. We've got two contestants, caller 17 and 18, standing by. And let's talk to Victoria first. She's from Roseville. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning.
So do you understand the rules of Talktionary? Have you ever heard us play before?
I do. Yeah, I have.
Great. All right. Well, for the benefit of everybody else, Katie, just quickly run over the rules.
Okay. So we've got Pictionary cards. Obviously, we can't draw pictures for you because we're on the radio. So we're going to describe these words on the cards. Now, we can skip around the card, but you can't move on to another card till you've gotten all 5 from the first.
Now, despite the performance that he's given this week, you are Kevin's contestant, and you were very excited about Kevin being your teammate for Talktionary, right?
Yeah, we've got this.
I love that. Okay. I love that enthusiasm. 30 seconds on the clock. Are you okay?
Yeah, my mic is going crazy.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. 30 seconds. You ready to start, Kevin?
Yes.
Go.
Opposite of boy.
Girl.
Yes. Oh, wait, no. Oh. I meant the other way around. Dang it.
All right. Okay. Great start.
February 14th is what date?
Valentine's Day.
Yes. If you're not like the rest of them, you are?
Different?
Yes.
Wow.
You use this to measure like tables and stuff, and it's retractable.
Measuring tape?
Yes. But I can't say measure.
Got it. Right. Measure.
Ah! Yeah. You play with these in the bathtub.
You shot yourself.
I'm so mad right now.
Right, you did that.
Shot yourself in the foot once, and then said, "You know what? I'm going
to
do it again."
We would have got four.
I got two feet. Let me do it again.
Despite that, Victoria, you got 2 points. That's not bad.
That was my fault, Victoria. I'm so sorry.
All right, she's on hold now. Now let's talk to Tracy, calling from Pollock Pines. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Now, Katie is your teammate.
Yay.
She's most likely unarmed for this round of Talktionary. 30 seconds on the clock. Do you understand how to play?
I do.
All right, here we go. Go.
After 9 months of pregnancy, a mother gives birth to a...
baby.
Yes. The opposite of sour.
Sweet.
Yes. The blank duckling... not
ugly.
Yes, very good. When you get on a horse, what's the word for, like, you throw your leg over it?
Saddle?
No, you're getting on the saddle.
Stirrup.
No, you're getting onto it.
Is the word mount?
Mount.
I don't think they use mount in the horse community.
They do.
Absolutely.
In the horse community.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't get it, Tracy.
Well, hey, don't talk to her like that.
You know what? Don't talk to her at all.
Yeah.
All right, Tracy, you got 3 points. You're ahead by one. Mm. Now we go back to Victoria for round two. Victoria, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm focused this time, Victoria. Don't worry.
Well, that'd
be nice.
Don't worry.
We got this.
All right, here we go. 30 seconds starts now.
Okay, California is what?
A state?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you look at this to tell the time.
Clock?
Yes. And if you have a ring on your left hand, you're what?
Married?
Yes. Okay, if someone scares you and you get scared easily, they call you what? Like it's your personality. You're like easily scared. You're you know,
up and cat? I don't know.
You're afraid?
Jumpy. You're jumpy.
Jumpy. Oh,
how else would you describe jumpy?
I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Don't worry, we're ahead by two, Victoria.
You got five points.
You said everything was so much stank.
You did.
Did I?
It was very sad. Victoria,
you confirmed you the right answer. Like
you were mad at her.
Yeah.
I was focused.
Victoria is now on hold. We gotta go back to Tracy. You need two just to tie, okay?
Oh boy.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
30 seconds starts now.
This is what a judge hits down on his desk.
Gavel.
Yes. This is a place where you can get electronics. Blank buy.
Best Buy.
Yes. If you're jumping into a pool and it slaps against where your belly button is. Oh, crap. I said. But I said a word. Okay. If you work at Yosemite, you're a park what?
Ranger.
Yes. Okay. If somebody's getting into your business, they'll be like, I don't. Okay.
That's all right. You got six. That means Tracy, you're the big winner. Congratulations. Yay. You got yourself a pair of tickets to see J Balvin, courtesy of Live Nation, at the Golden One Center on May 11th. How about
that? Well done. Very well done.
Congratulations.
Yes.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Yes, it is Friday and she is ready to play for the weekend on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Yes, and her opponent today, her sworn enemy today, hails from Antioch, weighing in at 180 pounds. Huh? Make some noise for James! All right. James, are you there?
I am here.
All right, I wasn't sure.
Okay.
All right, Katie's leaving the studio. I got 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. The jackpot is $60. Here we go. Question one. Pedro Pascal is the star of The Last of Us on HBO, but He's signaling a boycott of another HBO show, the new Harry Potter series. This is because he hates J.K. Rowling and her anti-trans views, and even called her a, quote, heinous loser. Ooh. True or false, Pedro Pascal has a trans sister.
True.
Question two, Weezer is going to have their own movie soon. What is it about? It's a mystery, but some thought it was going to be about them, but it was just announced that Keanu Reeves has been cast as the villain. It also stars Jack Black, Eric Andre, and others. Weezer's first song that they had wanted to know if you wanted to destroy what article of clothing?
Your pants.
All right. Question three. Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni are gearing up for their day in court with their big lawsuits. Some big celebrities might be forced to testify in that. Taylor Swift and Hugh Jackman are now lawyering up on their own to prepare to take the stand. How many movies has Hugh Jackman played Wolverine? 9, 10, or 11?
10.
And question four, Camila Cabello is going on tour soon, and she decided to shade Katy Perry with her announcement. She posted a very simple video on social media with a paper that showed her dates in the cities, and then she just said, I didn't have the money to go to space. Meow. Which is closer to us, Jupiter or Saturn?
Jupiter.
Question five, Benny Blanco continues to be the best guy ever. His fiance, Selena Gomez, never got to go to prom, so he made her one by recreating it. Listen closely. If he paid $2,500 for a limo, $225 for a tuxedo rental, and $350 for a photo shoot at the mall, how much was the total?
$3,075.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And James, what are we doing this morning?
I'm going to work. I work at a middle school in Antioch.
What middle school do you work at?
Park Middle School.
Park Middle School, home of the fighting...
Parkour.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
Very unsafe.
James, what do you do there?
My official job is site safety assistant, but it's AKA campus security.
Oh, okay. I love that.
Nice. At a middle school.
Do the kids call you Mr. James?
They do call me Mr. James.
Yeah. Oh, He's probably the coolest
guy on campus.
Yeah, it's so funny. My wife at her school, I forget what his name is, but he's like a real police officer that does security.
Yeah.
And all the kids just call him Officer Q.
Oh, that's cute.
Sounds like a Netflix show. All right, Katie, here we go. Question one. Pedro Pascal, he's the star of The Last of Us on HBO. And he's signaling a boycott for Harry Potter series coming to HBO.
Yeah, he is not happy with J.K.
He hates her.
Yeah.
Hates J.K. Rowling. Even called her a heinous loser. And like I said, it's all because of her anti-trans views. True or false, Pedro Pascal has a trans sister.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. He does have a trans sister. Question two. My favorite band, Weezer, is getting their own movie.
Okay.
nobody really knows what it's about, but it was just announced that Keanu Reeves is going to be the bad guy. It's also going to star Jack Black, Eric Andre, and other celebrities as well.
I'm very confused,
but I'll be first in line to see it.
Okay.
Weezer's very first hit that they ever had asked if you wanted to destroy what article of clothing?
But my sweater.
That is correct. You want to destroy my sweater.
What a strange song.
Yeah, but it's great. Question three. Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni are gearing up to finally head to court, and some big celebrities might be joining them against their own will. They might be forced to testify. Taylor Swift and Hugh Jackman.
Oh.
They are lawyering up themselves, getting ready for this. How many movies has Hugh Jackman played Wolverine? 9, 10, or 11?
10?
That's it.
Oh, God.
You're such a superhero. You love them. Camila Cabello is going on tour soon, and she announced it by shading Katy Perry.
Great.
She posted a very simple video of her just holding up a piece of paper that just had all the dates on it in the cities, and then she just said, I didn't have the money to go to space.
Wow.
Which planet is closer to us, Jupiter or Saturn?
Saturn.
It's actually Jupiter. Okay. And question 5, Benny Blanco.
I know.
Hecka cute.
Yeah.
This
right?
guy. His fiance, Selena Gomez, she never got to go to prom. Did you see them?
I saw what a little bit of it.
Yeah. So he recreated it, did all the prom stuff, and they both said, we had a lot more fun doing that than we thought we would have.
I think cute. That sounds super fun.
If he paid $2,500 to rent a limo.
$2,500?
Yep. Okay. $225 to rent a tuxedo. And paid $350 for a photo shoot at the mall.
Okay.
How much was the total?
$3,075.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. All right, Mr. James, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Final score. You both got 4.
Woo!
Unbelievable. It's a tie.
It's a tie.
We had $20 in the jackpot tomorrow. Mr. James, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am just as smart as Katie.
That
just
is right. Parkour. Smart.
Yeah, go fighting parkours.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on the Wake Up Call. We're joined by Joel this morning. That's not his real name. This isn't his real voice. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning.
Let's get right down to this, because this is a long, dirty little secret, and it started several months ago. It involves you lying to your wife, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and what happened several months ago that you are lying to her about?
Well, about 4 months ago, I was fired from my corporate job, and I haven't told my wife because I was sending inappropriate texts to a coworker.
So you fully admit to the reason you got fired?
Yeah, that is what happened.
Were you having an affair with your coworker?
Yeah.
No, I was not.
Unwanted, inappropriate text messages.
Were they unwanted?
Apparently, because she went and she reported it to HR.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God.
Maybe they weren't at first. I don't know.
I mean,
I've watched some of those videos our company makes us watch.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Okay, so you get fired for this. Now, you do not and still have not told your wife.
No, correct.
And how long has it been?
It's been 4 months now.
4 months that you've
yeah.
been completely unemployed?
Yeah, I have been. I mean, I thought I'd be able to get a job, you know, relatively quickly so that I could just, like, say, you know, I found a better job, which is why I switched to this other job. That hasn't been the case. It's been, like, tough because the industry I'm in, it's like, word travels fast, and I'm basically now, like, blacklisted.
Oh, no. So this isn't even a situation of, like, the job market is difficult and you're struggling to find something. You are saying you are unwanted in your industry now?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh.
So that's making it difficult for you to get a job. Your wife doesn't know. What have you been doing for money?
I mean, I haven't really, just going off savings, really, and it's just starting to dwindle.
What percentage of your savings have you gone through?
Oh, gosh. In the last 4 months, I'd say close to 80-85%.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. How does your wife not know?
I mean, we have, you know, she doesn't usually do the bills. That's usually my responsibility. So she doesn't like dealing with financial stuff.
So do you do like a dog and pony show for your wife? Like, you know, so long.
Right.
I'm off to the salt mill.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like
you get dressed for work,
take a shower, get dressed, leave the house. And then, yeah. Do you do that?
I do once or twice a week, but I primarily have worked from home. So.
Okay. And she works as well.
Yeah.
It almost seems like if you were honest at the very beginning, it wouldn't have been terrible.
Well, that depends.
Of course it's bad. It's bad.
Ugh.
But now it's worse. Like, it's almost like...
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I mean, like, to learn that your husband's lost his job because he was basically sexually harassing somebody...
I mean, that's not great.
That's pretty... That's going to be tough.
Yeah, that's not great. But now, though, it's... I don't know. It's also so much worse, though, that he has gone through. I'm sorry,
well,
Joel.
Yeah, of course.
But that he's gone through almost all of their savings.
Yeah, yeah,
what happens if you don't find income before your savings is done?
Honestly, credit cards.
Oh, my God. That's the worst answer. Do you guys have kids?
Yeah, cute.
Oh, you know, if you're an employer listening to this, and you thought to yourself,
where is this going to go?
You thought to yourself, I wish I could hire somebody that may or may not be good at his job, but one thing I can count on is that they're morally dubious. Please
Gavin.
Hire Joel. Just please
Gavin.
Hire Joel. I have cringe listening to this because I'm empathizing in a way that, like, if I was in your shoes, oh my God, like, what would I do? Like, I want to crawl out of my own skin listening to your story.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, right. I'm sure piling on is not what you wanted to hear, but
yeah, it's helpful.
Yeah. I mean, what should we say?
There's nothing to say.
It's
a very unfortunate situation.
Did you learn your lesson from the reason you got fired?
I mean, not everybody takes jokes the same way, so
okay, so you didn't. Okay. All right, well, that's the dirty little secret on the wake-up call. It's time for this. Katie, tell everybody what the rules are.
We're going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
Sing along, everybody, because it's the
time for the No-Name Movie Game.
106.5. The end.
Wow, you really recovered.
Thank you.
Oh, you're going to call him out for it.
It only matters how you end the race, Kevin. Yes. Stop. Don't stop clapping.
Oh, I got a tight.
Tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater up for grabs. They currently have Sinners, one of the most successful movies of the decade, by the way, now. It is a fantastic movie. Seeing it on the Esquire IMAX screen, which is how I saw it for the first time, couldn't recommend it more. We're going to start with Allie. Good morning, Allie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right, you chose Kevin as your teammate. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
45 seconds on the clock. And Allie, here we go.
Oh, this is a, he's a vigilante. DC.
I don't know. Pass.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. He was the only robot on Earth. Disney movie. Finds a plant.
What's that called? The lonely robot? What's that called, Aubrey? A wild robot?
No. The other robot.
Which one is that? The last robot?
Yes, that one.
Wally.
Yes.
Okay.
And then if you roll a dice and you get two ones, that's called what?
Snake Eyes.
Yes. Oh, you're a gambler.
Two.
Okay, this is the other robot that becomes a mother or a father.
That's a wild robot.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Eat, smell.
I honestly can't believe you got 3 points.
I can't either.
Kevin, why? Those are some of the worst clues ever.
Yeah.
Vigilante DC. I know what you're talking about.
Allie.
Is it V for Vendetta?
No, Vendetta wasn't a vigilante.
Oh,
he was a vigilante, but deep cut.
Okay.
That was Vertical Comics on that one, I think.
Okay,
Dark Horse, maybe?
So what was the answer?
Batman. Of all the things to say for Batman.
That is how you were describing
hey,
Batman?
Hey, guess what? Ali and the team got three, so.
That is ridiculous.
But they didn't get Batman.
That's insane.
Ali's
Cape
now on
Crusader?
Hold. Right, there we go.
There's so many Cape Crusaders. Superman.
Yeah.
The Martian Manhunter.
Right, yeah.
I could keep going.
He's right about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how they call just Batman?
You could say Robin. It doesn't matter. All right, Katie.
You can't say Robin.
Robin's not in that movie.
He's not in The Dark Knight.
Oh.
Watch your movies.
Katie, meet Rebecca from Elk Grove.
Hi, Rebecca from Elk
Grove. Good morning.
She's your teammate. 45 seconds on the clock. 3 is the bar. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hit it.
This is a family of superheroes.
Oh.
The Incredibles.
Yes.
One.
This is an old movie where they say, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, no, I don't know that one.
Okay, this is what, like, oh, okay, pass. They have a magic, he has a magic carpet, and there's
Aladdin?
A, yes. And
two.
Yes. Okay, this is what comes out of a snake's teeth.
A what feet?
A snake's teeth.
Venom.
Yes.
3.
If it's, like, 4:30 or 5 p.m. and you're in the car going home, it's what
Happy hour?
No, what hour? You're in the car.
Traffic hour?
Nope.
Oh, rush hour.
Yes!
Rush hour.
Okay.
4.
This is a superhero movie where there is like a tiny tree guy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's a buzzer. Buzzer happened. You got 4, though. You're in the lead.
Yeah. Didn't
That's
get gone with the wind.
So she just beat me by 1.
Didn't get gone with the wind.
All I need to do is beat you by 1.
Allie, you can hang up if you'd like to. It all comes down to... I apologize. It all comes down to Carissa. Good morning, Carissa.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, sorry you have to be here.
Oh, my God. I said the same thing.
All right, that's just her energy. That's fine. I vibe with that. All right, here we go. We have to beat 4, all right, in order to get you these tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. 45 seconds starts now. This is a Pixar movie that takes place in Mexico.
Coco.
Yes.
1.
The opposite of down.
Up.
Yes.
Come on.
Okay.
If you are happy, you do this with your mouth.
Frown? Smile?
Yes. There we go.
Are you kidding me?
Okay. This is a British movie about gangsters. If I take something out of your hand, I have...
Oh.
Stolen?
Huh? No. No,
taken.
What?
She's a taken.
No, pass it.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. This is a horror movie. And it's if you hate religion, if you're against it, you are a heretic.
Oh my God.
That's a tough one.
That one was hard. You had easy.
I had 3 easy ones and then 2 impossible.
I am glad that eventually you went from up to heretic.
Right.
I got heretic and snatch was the other one.
Right. Yeah, I knew it was snatched.
All right.
You should
have
said skinny waist.
Carissa, unfortunately, that's true, actually. We're going to go back to Rebecca because, Rebecca, you are the big winner. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
Tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. Have you seen the movie Sinners yet?
No, I want to see it.
It is spectacular, and I couldn't recommend seeing it on the IMAX screen more. So stay on hold. We got to get your information.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
If you don't know what song this is, that's because you weren't born in 1922. But it's important for what Katie saw at the grocery store. Tell everybody what it was.
It was actually my uncle saw this and sent a picture. I was just like, what in the hell? It's canned spinach. And it is called Popeye's Canned Spinach.
Oh.
And it has a picture of Popeye the Sailor Man on it.
Popeye himself?
Popeye the Sailor Man.
Now... I understand the lore. I know that Popeye ate spinach and then his muscles got, his arms got overly big. And his leg, I don't think his legs got bigger either. So it's like he always skipped leg day.
It was mostly forearm too.
Right.
Not even bicep.
So it's not that I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But what year are we in?
Just so everybody knows, Popeye was created in 1929. almost Czech's watch 100 years ago. Like, think about that. And the fact that there's a food company out there
that's not going to let it go.
No. Still.
And it's not even like they modernized Popeye. They didn't AI him.
It's not like a newer drawing of Popeye.
No. It is your classic. He's got his corncob pipe in his mouth or whatever it is. He's got his anchor tattoos on his forearms.
Yeah. How can people see this?
They can text food to 916-909-1065.
Food.
I understand. Spinach is a tough putt.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's probably doesn't have the best PR.
No.
I like it.
It probably doesn't have any PR.
Oh, obviously.
Right.
I like it, but I know that it isn't something that people are just like, God, you know, it sounds so good right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
And they're certainly not saying, canned spinach.
Right.
Which, if you haven't seen the cartoon, the only thing that he wouldn't eat fresh spinach. It only came from a can because he had to squeeze it to pop the lid.
Right. That's
and then he
right.
would like pop it like a creatine gummy, you know, yeah. or something right. like that.
And where did that, like, when he was being created?
Yes.
The cartoonist was like, okay, but how does he get strong? What is something that is always at the ready?
Right. What's something that people always have in their pocket? And on top of that, too, somebody goes, it's really important that, you know, we make him a pinnacle of health. He eats spinach to get bigger muscles because spinach is high in iron. I love it. It'll get kids to be healthy. He also smokes. But anyway, though, smoking wasn't deemed bad for Chex Watch again another 50 years okay. after Popeye was created.
So that was just cool back then.
Sure, yeah.
Just the fact that they are... I know you're probably thinking, well, who else would they put on there? And I get it. Nobody.
How about you don't need to have a cartoon character?
It does seem like like they thought they're not going to want canned spinach.
Right.
So how do we really how do we change that? How do we make them go, ooh?
How do we get the kids to think canned spinach is cool?
Right.
How do we get women to think it's sexy? And they've been paying for the rights to this character for so long.
You don't think that Popeye's in the public domain?
Oh, that's a good question. Is Popeye in the public domain?
Because if that's the case, it makes even... They even name it Popeye. It's not just that it's a picture of Popeye. It is called Popeye.
You are right.
Public domain.
And he just went into the public domain. Oh. So they have only not been paying for the rights to use Popeye for their canned spinach all the way up until Chex Watch for a third time a few months ago.
Okay, hold on. Or did they just finally go, yes, we got it for free.
There's
so you
no
think
way,
all this time.
All this time, I think they've been paying Big Popeye for the corporate rights to it. And you know what? The fact that he is in the public domain, we can also use Popeye. We could use him for a wake-up call logo. I'm sick and tired of kids not thinking we're cool and women thinking we're not sexy. In fact, Mickey Mouse is in the public domain, too.
Really?
We could have a wake-up call logo right now with Popeye mouth-kissing Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
We don't want that.
Oh, we don't? Oh,
mice
okay.
don't eat spinach.
Right.
I thought that's actually a good point.
So it's an unfair advantage.
Well, Popeye's not made of spinach, is he?
I know that, but what's Mickey gonna eat to get strong? Right. Exactly. Keep them apart.
I don't know. Creatine gummies.
Also, does Mickey mess with humans?
Does he make out with humans?
No, what? Like does he ever hang out with them?
That's a good question.
Right.
All right. Well, listen, we have to do a whole bunch of research now. So this is what we do for a living. So we gotta wrap it up.
We'll take it seriously.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Kendrick Lamar has made quite a career at this point, and is used to making controversy and statements and history. Well, that is about to happen again, but this time it's going to be for a TV commercial.
Okay.
He is going to appear in a Gatorade commercial, and I know you're thinking, who cares? It's what makes this significant is it's the first time ever a non-athlete will appear in a Gatorade commercial.
Okay.
Here's a clip.
The solution?
A drink that hydrates better than water.
So they can work more, sweat more. Because when you do that, you can surpass the hype. Bing, bop, boom, 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 bop, bam. Expectation, you wouldn't understand. Well, even yourselves.
Okay, my favorite part, obviously, is the who ran out of things to say and just went bing, bop, bop, boom, boom.
Sure no, that's part of his song.
Huh?
It's one of his songs.
Yeah, what does that have to do with Gatorade?
No, they used it as the backtrack.
Right.
Peekaboo.
Oh, I know, but,
it's, okay.
But still, though, what does it have to do with Gatorade?
I mean, it's one of the catchiest things. It's so catchy. Okay, so the fact that we're saying this made history, I feel like we're using the word history a little loosey-goosey.
Well, that's kind of what we do now.
Okay, and so what is the problem with this?
He's a non-athlete in a Gatorade commercial.
Okay.
So some people have a problem with that. Now, people seem to have a problem with whatever Kendrick Lamar does. I don't know why, but I do have to say, in this particular case, I get it.
No.
I do get it.
Because he's not an athlete?
But yeah, what's he doing in a commercial for a sports drink?
I mean, okay, Gatorade is basically just juice.
It's a sports drink.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, we have them in the refrigerator here at work.
I don't know why.
Because people like to drink it as juice.
It's not. It's a sports drink. Kevin, you said yeah, but what? Who are you? Who's Syria?
It's a sports drink.
A sports
I don't know
drink.
What she's drinking. But,
you, but you can drink it when you are not playing a sport.
It's literally for hydration.
You're supposed to always be hydrated.
You look dumb, I think, when you drink Gatorade just bebopping around. Just
yeah.
bebopping around town.
The fact that you think it can only be consumed if you are being athletic is so ridiculous.
I have a strict rule in my house that we're not buying Gatorade. Okay, because nobody is playing a sport. It's something you drink when you're playing a sport, when you're exercising or something like that. And like when I see teens at the mall walking around drinking Gatorade, it's like, what are you put out? Somebody sweating? Somebody in this group sweating right now?
But you can drink it without, you can drink it because you like it, not because you need to. Also, I'm going to be very honest. I'm not sure how much Gatorade is actually rehydrating people.
It's made
anymore.
With electrolytes.
Okay, so is Pedialyte. How come athletes aren't drinking that?
Because Pedialyte's for kids.
Well, yeah, it's for
baby. If the word Pedia is
yeah.
in there.
But it has electrolytes in it.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a lightning bolt.
It, right.
Right.
It doesn't have fun colors, and it doesn't have flavors like Baja, you know?
listen to what blue. You're saying.
No, listen to this commercial. Like,
a drink that hydrates better than water.
Okay. Yes.
So they can work more. Sweat more.
Sports sounds. All sports sounds.
So can he not talk?
Tennis ball going back and forth.
So he can't talk about athletes?
He's not an athlete.
Okay, but you don't think when he performs he sweats and needs to rehydrate?
Okay, yeah, now that's a fair point. So maybe they should have the commercial being like, Kendrick just got off stage.
Okay. Right.
Okay, he's walking off. People are being scared not to step on him. They lost track of him, okay? And they go, there he is, and we can tell. And then he's drinking Gatorade because he's all sweaty.
And then you'd be fine with that.
I'd be okay with that. Because you know why? Because bing, bop, boom, boom around stage makes you sweat.
I mean, I've seen Whitney Houston sweat just singing the national anthem.
Right, give her a Gatorade.
Right.
Makes sense. Now you see her at the mall at Tiffany's, don't give her a Gatorade. That wouldn't make sense.
So what if the kids at the mall that are drinking it are really vigorously walking?
If they're mall walkers, they can have a Gatorade.
Okay.
That's my rule, and apparently Kevin's too. Okay? Does anybody else have a problem with this now?
No.
Some text messages were getting in. Kendrick literally performed at one of the biggest sports events. Okay.
Okay.
He
performed at it. Yeah. He performed. Nobody dumped Gatorade on him when he was done.
Right.
Okay, so?
I'm just saying, like, Gatorade has a legacy. It's got an image.
It seems like it's something you can't get rid of.
It's, well, now they're trying to change it.
Like, they branded it so hard at you that now you can't even see it another way.
Okay, somebody else texted in and said, diabetic people need to drink Gatorade.
Yeah, see?
So maybe
we're finally seen.
Oh, yeah, Kevin's diabetic.
Yeah, I'm diabetic.
Self-diagnosed. But he's right. Diabetic, too. Which makes me think I have never seen Kevin drink Gatorade.
What we have seen him do is eat candy a lot. So
I want to run something by you guys.
Okay.
This weekend, tomorrow, is National Pretzel Day.
Oh, no.
Okay.
There are three different places at the Roseville Galleria giving out free soft pretzels.
Oh, Gavin.
Do you need to go to all three?
Do you need to go to any of them?
Yeah.
I want to say the answer is yes to both of those. I've tried to quit it, and I can't.
Okay.
All right. But here's the question. What's the harm of going to all three?
The judgment of it, I'll tell you that.
Do you think, that was my question, do you think they've been talking to each other and they're like...
No, I think that they are rivals. I think it is like a street gang and they do not, they don't look each other in the eyes. They try to sabotage each other.
Yeah.
But you will know.
Yeah. I know. There's Wetzel's. Okay. There's Annie Ann's.
Yeah.
And there's another new place called the Pretzel Maker.
That's too many pretzel places in one mall. Why is there such demand for pretzels at the mall?
I don't know if you know anything about us, but we are a strong and robust cult.
Oh.
We will snip out a soft pretzel a mile away like a great
white.
Who
is we?
Me and my army. That's who we.
Okay, but why at the mall of all places do you need so many?
First of all, you need your carbs. You're doing a lot of walking.
Okay.
Second of all, nothing pairs better with shopping than baked dough and salt.
Okay.
And third, how dare you? And here's what I love, because there are other places that are doing free soft pretzels tomorrow for National Pretzel Day. However, the mall has condensed them all together. I can get three soft pretzels in one location.
Okay, this is making me think this is not about pretzels.
What is this about?
This is some sort of money laundering front.
National Pretzel Day?
No, the pretzel places.
Three different pretzel places?
Yeah, well, see, it's all run by one guy.
Oh.
These are all fronts.
So you think it's Auntie Wetzel?
I think it's the Wetzels.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think that... Auntie Wetzel's connection or whatever.
Auntie Wetzel, the pretzel maker.
Okay, so I think, because there's no way you need three pretzel places all in one location. It doesn't even make sense for once there's one in there, the second one that comes in and goes, you know what? Let's move right down the row from my competitor. That doesn't make any sense, okay? Then a third one comes in and does this. You don't see a Safe Mart across from a Safeway.
Mm-mm.
You don't see it.
Nope.
So why would they put three all in the same place unless really they're just funneling funds, cleaning that money, moving it out, and nobody's asking questions? Well, I am.
You like Disneyland, don't you?
I love it.
How many different places can you buy a churro at Disneyland?
So many.
Different. So many.
Different.
Why is it different?
Disneyland is its own locale.
Okay, but you can't have
all the churros are Disneyland churros.
But you can't have Annie Ann corner the market at the Roseville Galleria. She can't own all the pretzels. Right. You have to have diversity.
But her competitors want to go up against Annie?
Listen, Wetzel has really stepped it up. In the past year or two, and this is from an aficionado, guys, Wetzel's pretzels might be better than Annie Ann's. I've never tried the pretzel maker. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
The dough is different.
That's my point.
Auntie Ann's is like gold.
It used to be.
I am not going to stand for this pretzel slander.
Well, guess what? They don't even care about the pretzels. It's all about the money.
Oh, God. Okay.
Listen, the two of you.
And guess what else?
What else?
Okay.
What?
They are the ones that started National Pretzel Day. You know why?
Why?
It moves their product out. What? So when the IRS looks at their books, they can go, the dollars don't match the pretzels. Okay? And they go, don't worry about that. It was just National Pretzel Day. We gave away for free. And then they go, oh, all right. Then, yeah, your okay. books look clean. You're not cooking at all.
Listen to me right now. And get ready for a lot of puns.
No.
Y'all got me twisted. You came in here all salty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And tomorrow for National Pretzel Day, I'm going to eat it until I am covered in dough.
Okay.
Yes. A little dough boy. That's what I'm going to be.
There you go.
All right. So I'm going to dip myself in some cheese.
Okay.
And I'm going to enjoy my national holiday.
God, your wife is lucky.
That is it. That is the full show.
We did it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.